Firstly, all you can really do if the child is stressed is just listen to them, allow them time and space even to go and talk about some of the issues that might be stressing them out. They might sound surface, but as time goes by and they get into the habit of talking to you as a parent and you listening to them and really hearing them, they will start to talk about other issues that are very much more relevant that will help them unwind.
What about just giving them practical help? Looking after what they eat and that they get enough exercise and that they even sleep. I mean, what kind of advice would you give to parents about that?
Well, I would say to stick to a regular structured regime. And I know it sounds very severe coming up to exams, but to make sure that they're getting into bed at a particular time. You know, even though they're out of school, they will appreciate the curfews you put on them right now in a gentle way. Like, say, get into bed at 9:30, 10 o'clock. Those were the barriers so that they could have a good night's sleep and be refreshed. It is very, very important that they eat the right foods as well. Plenty of fruit, lots of liquid, okay, so they don't get dehydrated because of the fact that it's warmer climate now coming into the summertime, and as well as that, some of these halls can be quite stuffy, especially with large numbers in the halls. So if you can make sure that they have enough water to bring with them into the hall, as well as that, they should be getting exercise. Exercise is so important because they need a balance. The type of exercise, if they're not involved in sport, even just going for a walk in the fresh air, maybe stretch for about a mile and a half and get into a routine 3 times a week if they can. The fact that they're moving their arms and legs together, it means that it's giving them a good balance with what they're doing to their mind. Because what happens is when they get preoccupied studying and concentrating on the next day's exam, it's putting a lot of stress on their body. So if they don't create a balance within their body, then something gives up or gives out to them and causes some other worry in the times when they have to concentrate on their exams.
How do you think parents should deal with it if a teenager comes home and they feel like they've done really badly in an exam? What kind of support or advice could a parent give them?
Okay, if a student comes home stressed and felt that they've made a powerful mistake, went down on points or something like that, the main thing is to just let them have some space to cool down about it, to think about it, and if maybe to get a friend that they find that they're close to talk to about that and let it out that way if they can't talk to you. But most of the time they will talk to their parents about it. But just don't spend the time going over and over it. The main thing is that you allow them the time and the space to talk about it and then let it go and allow them to let it go, even going for that walk and letting it float away and talking to them in a gentle way and allowing them to let it go. Because the fact is, if they don't let it go, they carry it into the next exam and it drags down and it goes follows on in pursuit. So what you have to do is to help them let it go, whatever it is that might have distracted them from the first exam or the second, whatever the exam is that they had this difficulty.
Now, some parents might well have the opposite concern, that the children aren't getting worried or stressed at all, that they're treating the whole thing quite flippantly almost. What kind of advice would you give to parents about that?
Well, at this stage, it's quite late to be getting excited about that kind of a situation. You have to place some trust. You know your child, and you know if your child is going to do the best they can. And all you can do is to encourage them to do the best that they can and trust that they know what they're doing. Otherwise, you will be causing stress on them if you continue to discourage, you know, to create any sort of pressure on them at this stage. So go with it. Encourage them, say encouraging things to them, and support them whatever way you know how.
And now after, when the students have finished, they're bound to be delighted and they're just going to want to go out and celebrate. How much leeway do you think the parents should allow them in celebrating?
Well, again, it depends on your knowledge of your own child. I mean, you should also find out who they're going to be with, where they're going to be, make sure they're going to be back at a certain time. Just keep checks. They will appreciate this in the long run, even though they might think this is a bit old-fashioned at the present. But really, it's important that you keep contact with them. You understand who their friends are and where they're going to be. But yes, it is. They are entitled. They're after having a tough year, and it is very good for them to go off and celebrate within certain limits, of course.